Interwoven Through Time, story by Roger Dunn. Four separate journeys, one common goal, to be truly free. Now stop and just think for a moment. Where are you right now? Yes, physically, but even more emotionally and spiritually. Now how did you get there? No, really. What all had to happen in your life, in others' lives, even in the world, to make things just the way they are right now? You see, through all our lives, many common threads are drawn, like a divine wind of change, driving before it the unseen purposes of an all-knowing Creator. Time and distance are of no consequence in this foreordained pattern, sewn eloquently into the ever-expanding quilt of eternity. Well, each of us continually, usually unknowingly, is experiencing the result of this process, being interconnected through a constant sequence of seemingly unrelated events to people we may have or maybe never will meet. These ongoing dramas are forever being acted out on God's directed stage, forming the very fabric of life as we know it. We are not and never have been alone in our lives. We are who we are for a reason. Though we often feel trapped or abandoned, paralyzed and fear-stricken, crushed and even broken, it is not without purpose or without a God-inspired reason. Our struggles always have a goal beyond the current moment, a lasting effect on more in ours and others' lives than we can comprehend. Well, this is the story of four such lives and how they, through the annals of time, come together on that God-directed stage. Your life may also now become part of that tapestry of eternity as you read and hopefully relate to these four people, their walk toward being set free. We immediately catch a glimpse of how the storms of lives have taken their toll on our four characters. Are you there too? Can you relate to the pressures and frustrations of life bearing down on you? Your hopes and dreams crushed, broken? At times, nothing but hopelessness seems to exist. First, we meet Leonard. Having been a vibrant young boy full of hope and dreams like ours, now afflicted with a life-changing illness that leads him to where we find him, drowning in the sorrow and shame. Then there's Chase, whose tender, caring, childlike heart has been all but buried and forgotten behind the unmerciful cruelty of his demanding military life. Looking further, though, separated by time, distance, and culture, we find our other two characters dealing with their own struggles of life. Ron, ever seeking but never finding that promised paradise around him, or really even a reason to feel of value at all. Then lastly, we come upon the shattered spirit of a crushed and broken little girl living inside of a woman without a glimmer of hope for a better tomorrow. Lucy's heart-wrenching dream of ever just being loved somehow always seems just out of her reach. So our stage opens with self-reflection by each of our characters, and we will follow each of them on a trip back to their childhood, seeing the foundation being laid for each one's trying life to come. Their hearts are laid bare before us as we see each in their own way pushed forward by an unseen force toward the answers to their sorrows, yet at the same time held fast by their ever-present condition, which is a direct result of their own troubled past, until at last we see them challenged and changed, interwoven through time into a tapestry of life, being finally set free.